This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's ZZ Top. Say no to COVID virus in 2020.
I mean, I legitimately just
Wash your beards. Mm-hmm.
I thought about just running
it dry.
Hey,
this is Ben Higgins from 97.3.
We needed something.
Got to have something. Got to have the music bed. Any more? Sounds like a teacher in the 80s rapping to explain multiplication tables. 6 times 6 is 36, and 4 times 4 is... What is
like Sesame
four?
Street
16
material here.
Okay, so we won't do that.
Hard no. This is Rammstein. Wash your hands from the COVID virus.
Don't ever stop.
Don't ever stop. Keep doing that. It's Rammstein. Hey, once again, it's Ben and Wood down at the hoedown. Make sure you're washing your hands. God.
The country's out.
Bless.
So after,
what'd you go with?
Like an hour. So,
this, and he had to like, do it to he had to do it to 10 PSAs. He had to put music under 10 PSAs.
Yeah. I was here until like 11:30. So oh my God. I was
it's
here.
Way too
this
long.
Doesn't happen very often. I was here until the point when Braden, who produces Coach's show, Braden popped in at 10:30,
yeah.
Close to 11 o'clock. I saw Coach when I was leaving the studio finally. So I said, Braden, which one did you guys do? I'm going to use the same one you guys did. That way they're all uniform. I don't know what Gwen and Chris did for theirs, but this is the one that we went with.
Hey, it's Ben and Wood.
Kumbaya, let's all wash our hands.
We're all in this together. That sounds good.
This is Ben Higgins from 97.3 The Fan. And, you know, this time is tough on all of us, crazy times, but think about people who don't even understand what's going on. Make sure you take the time to talk to your children. Answer their questions the best you can. They know something is up. They need some comfort right now. Trust us, they're going to appreciate it. 97.3 The Fan is helping San Diego stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected. And thanks for listening to San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
That sounds fantastic. It sounds like a local singer-songwriter that has just put out his album on SoundCloud.
But given the other options, it's not the worst.
No, it's phenomenal. But no, man, it was yesterday.
It's a little upbeat for what we're going for.
I typed in, you know, you can there's filters and stuff. I'm like, all right, serious PSA music or dramatic or piano. And then I'm like, this sounds like a Sarah McLachlan commercial.
I had a blast doing those. And hopefully Adam has 5 or 12 new ones for us to cut because it's always fun.
Hopefully.
Wash your hands with soap and water. Don't touch your face. Keep doing that.
Don't ever stop. Keep doing that. And
don't ever stop. Keep doing that.
Hey, might not be smooth,
what
but
did
it's
you
the
mean?
Right message at the right time.
What did you? Don't ever stop touching your face?
I meant like even after this crisis is over, let's maintain some of those good habits. Don't ever stop washing your hands regularly.
Don't,
keep washing your hands with soap and warm water. Don't touch your face. Don't ever stop. Keep doing that. And
don't ever stop.
Ever stop.
Keep
colon or semicolon. Keep doing that.
You're kind of contradicting
yourself. Don't ever stop.
There.
Keep doing
don't
that.
Ever stop.
Stop.
Keep doing
don't
that.
Don't ever stop. Period. Keep doing that.
That. Keep
period.
Doing what? Not
new
stopping?
Sentence. No. Keep doing the washing
keep
the hands.
Keep never stopping.
Just keep washing your hands
keep
with soap
on
and warm water.
On.
Don't touch your face. Don't ever stop. Keep doing that.
It's so
it's like, remember, Forgetting Sarah Marshall and he's doing yoga. You got to arch your back while keeping it flat.
Right. Arch your back.
I feel like those are contradicting theories
Contradicting theories, Ben. Don't ever stop. Keep doing that.
You know, if you enjoy our nonsensical discussions, you can have a private conversation with us on video chat. All you have to do is sign up for The Fan on the gram at 973thefansd.com. You can win a chance to video chat with me, Woods, Coach, Tony Gwynn Jr., or Chris Ello. It's that easy. Thanks for listening to San Diego's number one sports station, 973 The Fan. Don't do this.
Well,
coming up next.
You could say don't ever stop
not doing that,
listening to Ben and Woods.
Don't ever stop. Keep doing that. And
love it. Love it, love it. Yeah, don't do this. I've got a soccer star, Ben, that may face prison time for violating a coronavirus edict. And I'll tell you what, I don't blame him at all.
I've got a guy who coughed and was called a terrorist. Next.
Here we go.
On 97.3 The Fan, here's Kelly Danick with a check of traffic.
Don't do this.
No. It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
That is outrageous.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Three stories that make you shake your head. We call it Don't Do This. Don't Do This, one of the elite eight of our bracket of drops. If you missed it, we will have that coming up for you at 8 o'clock. I will start, with a guy who is facing, in New Jersey, Woods, up to 5 years in prison and a $15,000 fine for coughing. And when I finish the story, you're going to say, that's all? Probably should be more. A New Jersey man charged on three criminal counts Tuesday after being accused of coughing on a grocery store clerk and then claiming he has coronavirus. George Falcone, who looks pretty much like Ben Roethlisberger after shaving off the Mountain Man beard.
Yeah.
I mean, picture Big Ben, basically. He's been charged with terroristic threats, obstructing administration of law enforcement, and harassment. That most serious charge, terroristic threats, punishment up to 5 years, $15,000. New Jersey Attorney General said the incident happened at a Wegmans in Manalapan, New Jersey. The employee was reportedly concerned Falcone was standing too close to her and an open display of prepared food, so she requested that he step back as she covered the food. Instead, Falcone allegedly stepped forward to within 3 feet of her, leaned toward her, and purposely coughed, then laughed and said he was infected with coronavirus. It's really not funny at all. The attorney general is saying we must do everything we can to deter this type of conduct and any similar conduct that harms others during this emergency. Yeah, let's not create a panic. By the way, grocery store employees, who were some of the most underrated heroes of this entire pandemic,
don't do this,
still working every day, having to interact with people, putting their lives in danger to make sure we all have food. And you treat him like that?
Would it be too harsh a punishment, Ben, to tie his legs together and then tie his arms together over his head? Attach his legs to a rope and his arms to a rope. Attach the other ends of the ropes to Dodge Rams driving in opposite directions. Would that be a fair and equitable punishment for this
a-hole? Sounds about right.
Yeah. What are you doing, man? That is like... It sounds like he's not doing bits, like trying to be funny. It sounds like he's just a huge, huge a-hole.
It looks like one in the picture.
Did they talk about the lady? Is she okay? Is she getting tested?
Yeah, I don't think he actually has.
He probably doesn't have it.
No,
but it's just not a funny bit.
No.
It's not funny, and it's not
edgy.
It's
like Rudy Gobert before we knew all about Rudy Gobert.
That's exactly right.
It's not funny.
It's not funny, man.
So you might have it.
You
not even know it.
Here's this one's a spicy meatball. Now, Spain has been hit very hard by the coronavirus. Jovic, yeah.
Soccer player.
Yeah, star striker for Real Madrid. Well, he broke quarantine last week, Ben, in order to go see
They're serious about their quarantine over there. It's not like here where you can still go to the store or the pharmacy. You can't leave.
Yeah, you're locked in. So he, along with the rest of his teammates, were advised to stay in two-week isolation in Spain after a Real Madrid basketball player tested positive for coronavirus. 2,800 deaths, 40,000 cases in Spain alone. Well, he broke quarantine in order to fly back home to Serbia to see his girlfriend, Sofia Milosevic. She's also pregnant. Now, authorities in his homeland are livid that he did not isolate properly. He could be facing jail time. I was way against him. And then I saw his pregnant girlfriend. Sofia Milosevic. Worth the risk. Absolutely, unquestionably.
Worth it?
Nothing's worth it, Woods. That's the wrong message to send.
Have you seen?
I have not.
Okay. I recommend you go look up Sofia Milosevic. I am not trying to make light of this.
Finally, I tried to make this point at the end of the show yesterday, but we didn't have a lot of time. So earlier in the week, we did a coronavirus check-in with Josh Lewin, baseball voice, play-by-play voice of the UCLA Bruins. He's doing this play-by-play of anything at all. And people send him videos. He recreates them with, you know, intense play-by-play style, as only Josh Lewin can. It's really very entertaining.
Yeah.
Very fun.
I'm going to
take a listen.
Dinner on approach, and Matthew's girlfriend Courtney poised at the oven ready for the big reveal. Mismatched gloves as oven mitts. Note the trendy White Claw seltzers perched at the end of the counter. Everyone loves a teapot with an anchor on the front. Courtney is in. Will she? Yes. Two-hand grab of the roasted potatoes. Now it's all about the asparagus. Courtney's got the angle. She's got the pan. It's out of here! Asparagus and potatoes! Asparagus and potatoes!
Now that is
amazing.
That's called doing it with vigor.
Yes.
Okay, that is incredible.
Josh even told us. Count on a home run call, asparagus and potatoes.
I can't wait for it,
at
man.
Some point
God,
this
I
season.
Can't wait for it.
Well, Joe Buck, legendary. I mean, one of our favorites. We've had him on the show before.
We like Joe Buck, which makes it a pretty hot take these days.
He's also attempting the same bit, and I'll let you decide whether he pulls it off as well as Josh does. Let you be the judge on this one.
And now, Flick kicks 23. With his wife making biscuits. Let's roll the video and let's hope for all concerned that this is a clean surface. Gonna dig for some more flour, put it down. We can't have this dough stick to the beautiful marble surface there in the kitchen. And now looks like she's getting some of the frustration out. Let's see what kind of vigor she goes at this with. Yep, no, a gentle touch. A gentle touch, making biscuits and making them with love. Congratulations, Flick Kicks 23. You got yourself a keeper.
Oof. Putting me to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do it, then do it. I mean, Joe Buck's not the most
Woods
loud.
Would call committing to the bit.
Commit to the bit. He's not a real loud guy, you know. He's not, you know, Josh Lewin's a big high energy guy, but that just felt like a give up. That's a total give up.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know Joe is a bit more of a laid back play by play voice compared to Josh, who's more enthusiastic. Like, but you got to give it at least the Joe Buck treatment.
I thought I was bad at play by play in color. That was worse than I would have done, Ben.
Biscuits. First down.
I'm gonna beg something of you. You're probably getting into your head that you want to do this bit.
Don't do this.
Well, now I changed my mind.
You want to hear
it,
don't you?
I kind of.
You want to hear it. No, it's Josh's bit. I don't copy other people's
bits.
Don't
do this.
Don't you?
I do, but I don't. I like to think I don't. Don't do this for a Wednesday.
My brain is working now.
Don't do this with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Now, Josh is doing everyday things. Is there something we could have you do?
Non-everyday things.
Can we have you call a... I'd like to see an argument between you and Shelley on video and then have you break it down for us. Can we do that? I would pay anything to have a camera in their home right
now. Oh, my
now.
God.
Literally anything.
Yeah.
$79.99 a month?
Here's my card.
Done.
Just take it.
Just watching Shelley rage at you every day would be... I have to have it. Shelley, if you're listening, please record some stuff.
I get it. It's annoying to have me working, especially like recording my tracks and everything right there in the kit. I get it. I understand.
Shelly, I need...
What can I do?
We're all
stuck. We're staying at home. That's what we have to do right now.
Shelly, I need you right now to give us content, please.
Speaking of bits, have not checked in a long time with our friend Rami Makhlouf.
Love Rami.
Went from Milwaukee to Minnesota, now host on Score North 1500. How are they doing up there with the coronavirus? He's just a funny guy. One of our coronavirus check-ins with our friends. We will see how Rami's doing. That is coming up next. Right now, let's get a news update from Radio.com here on 97.3 The Fan. Now, I just saw this amazing video that Jeff Perlman posted last night. Did you see this? It's Game 5 of the 1984 World Series. Alan Wiggins on first base, Padres Tigers. takes off for second. Just, I mean, everyone knows he's going.
Yeah.
Fastest guy in the league. Makes it to second, slides in, ball gets to center field. He ends up at third base. What amazed me, though, is Tony Gwynn's at the plate. And he swings and misses at, it looks like an inside slider. I swear Tony's probably swinging and missing on purpose to help Wiggins steal the base. Because that's, Tony knows. He doesn't need three strikes.
Yeah, yeah, he can hit
it. He can hit whenever he wants.
Yeah,
so.
Just to get in the catcher's way a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like just amazing. Just to add a little, another gunk in the mechanism to make sure that Wiggins gets into scoring position for him. Love that baseball. Love that baseball. We will be chatting, doing a coronavirus check-in with another one of our friends, heading up to the Great North in just a second. First, let's get a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan with Kelly Danick. That is really a lost art. I mean, stolen base. Remember, like, Vince Coleman used to steal 100 bases.
100 bags, yeah, Ricky.
100%,
man.
Now, a guy steals 20, and it's like, wow, that guy is a base stealer. It just, you don't see. I mean, 50 might lead the league. 40-something could lead
the league.
Yeah,
I wonder what did lead the league last year.
It's a good question. I wish there was a way you could look up.
I wish there was like a thing.
Stolen base leaders 2019. Hmm. Come up with any ideas? We have an almanac somewhere?
Here we go. 2019.
You have an almanac. That's
MLB
fantastic.
Stats. There's so many stats now. Leader was Malik Smith with 46.
Really? Former Padre minor leaguer. He was in the major leagues?
Yes.
Stealing a lot of bases.
Who's
he play for now?
He played for Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I remember that now.
There you go.
Yeah, 40s. No 100 base stealers anymore in baseball. It's a different game than it used to be.
Interesting.
The sabermetrics say stealing the base, the risk of getting out, is not worth the advancement of 90 feet.
That's exactly right.
Get you closer.
That's what they say.
Because if the guy hits a home run, which happens a lot in baseball now, instead of a two-run shot, it's now a solo shot. You just cost yourself a run by trying to get to second base.
Mm, but, I mean, those guys back in the day, it was automatic. I mean, Ricky Henderson, Vince Coleman, automatic. Stolen back. Billy Hamilton, problem is he could never hit, but he could steal bases with the best of them. If that guy could learn how to hit and could get on base, that guy would
do it. You have to get on base before he can steal a base.
He'd be 100 and 120
guy.
That was why
Ricky was so valuable.
He was so good.
It's not because he stole the base. It's got on.
Got on.
Got on
all the time.
All the time.
God, he was good.
Woo. All right, let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline right now for another coronavirus check-in. I have not chatted with this friend in a while, but it's good to catch up with him. Used to be in Milwaukee, now in the great state of Minnesota, Minneapolis. The Score North, 1500. Rami Makhlouf back with us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Rami, how you been?
Good. Long time no talk, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing
what's
great.
What's the pandemic like up in the Minneapolis area? You guys are already cooped up in the winter pretty much to begin with because, it's really cold.
Of course, this year of all years, we would get an unseasonably warm mid to late March. It's been like in the high 40s, low 50s around here for the last couple of weeks for the most part, guys. And I know that doesn't sound great to you in San Diego, but I'm telling you, around here, we wait for high 40s, low 50s so we can bust the shorts out and show off the calf.
100%. I mean, and that's, I did a little time in Chicago, went to college up there, and I remember when it would be in the 50s, it might as well have been summer. People were out, sitting outside at bars, drinking, and it's like, this is great. And I was, I'm from Texas originally. I was freezing my ass off still at 50.
Here we are like building fires in our fireplaces.
Dude.
Oh, we can break out the wood finally. This is amazing.
Hey, babe, you want me to make chili because it's so cold? Yeah, that's my house when it hits 50 degrees, Rami.
You can get the fuzzy sweater for 100%.
So what is going on in the Twin Cities area? I mean, we're waiting, obviously, baseball season. The Twins, very promising, coming off an exciting year, now kind of in limbo like the rest of the baseball teams. You got the Timberwolves that haven't been doing much, if I remember correctly. Maybe the suspension of the NBA season was not a big loss on that sport. And, of course, hockey season gets interrupted. That's always a big deal up in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, and the hockey season got stopped with the Wild just one point out of the playoff picture, guys. So let's say the NHL does come back and says, we're just going to jump right to the playoffs. We're going to skip the rest of the regular season schedule and jump right to the playoffs. The Wild are going to be on the outside looking in by one point of the NHL playoff picture. As far as the Wolves go, this might have been their saving grace in a weird way, because right now they're one of the top three teams in the lottery odds, which means that they have as good a chance as anybody to get the number one pick or a top four pick, and playing more games only could have screwed that up. They could have only gone down in terms of the tanking standings in the NBA and the Western Conference. So that might have been a saving grace, the way that the NBA season came to a halt. But with the Twins, that one hurts a little bit. And of course, just like we finally get some nice weather in mid to late March around here, you finally get a good Twins baseball team, and the season is stopped before it ever starts because of this thing that we're all going through. There is maybe a silver lining there too, though, guys, because you have Byron Buxton for the Twins, who's one of their best players, and if he can ever put together a full, healthy season, guys, I'm telling you, this guy has MVP-caliber talent. He might be ready for opening day if and when that is ever played. And same thing for Rich Hill, who they signed to the Dodgers this year. They didn't expect him to be ready until about 6 weeks into the season, and now we might be starting the season 6 weeks late or maybe even beyond that. So they might have Rich Hill in their starting rotation for the entirety of the schedule if he can stay healthy. So, I mean, obviously bigger things than sports going on here, but there are maybe some silver linings or some positives that you can pull out of this as far as the sports world is concerned.
We're talking to Rami Makhlouf. He's a host on Score North up in Minnesota. And, you know, it's funny. You were talking about the Wild being one game out. How fun is it? I mean, we all love the playoffs in any sport. It doesn't matter what sport it is.
Rami, just careful, because my host watched a couple of hockey documentaries
big
yesterday.
Hockey
now
guy
I think
now.
He thinks he's a big hockey guy.
I'm a huge, huge, huge hockey guy now in Southern California.
I am not. I got to be honest with you.
That's
guys.
So funny.
I was totally transparent with them when I got hired here. I was like, look, I'm a fast learner, but I'm going to tell you flat out, I do not know hockey. If you guys need me to learn it, I'll try my best, but I don't know anything about hockey. And now I actually have a segment on my show every Thursday on the midday show that I host. So Rami Does That Hockey, where my producer, who hosts the hockey show for our station, the podcast, he teaches me a little something about hockey, including how to pronounce very difficult to pronounce Russian names.
Now, that's a genius segment, because I have a motto here, and it's called Embrace the Suck. And if it sucks...
That was like when we had you doing our World Cup soccer reports last
year. I did all the World Cup. I know nothing about soccer, and I did all the World Cup stuff. And I basically would just read from Wikipedia, you know, essentially. But no, it wasn't even so much about hockey, but it was more about... Like, we all love the playoffs. When your team makes the playoffs, but you know what we may end up missing this year is that, you know, especially with the NBA and the NHL, is that run to the playoffs. That
the playoff chase.
The chase sometimes is the best part. Like, playing those, it feels like you get 2 to 3 weeks of playoffs. And I don't know, man, I can't imagine that they would come back, but wouldn't we all at this point, Rami, just take whatever they give us? If they give us anything, we will take it, we will eat it, we will enjoy it, right?
Guys, that's what I said yesterday. We were talking about, I don't know if you guys have heard the idea that the Big Three is thrown out there.
Yeah, we talked to Amy Trask this week about it.
Yeah, so basically they're going to have a quarantine three-on-three tournament if they can pull it off and get a bunch of players who tested negative for coronavirus into a house and have like Big Brother / Big Three. And I said, I've had zero interest in the Big Three up until now. It's washed up NBA players or guys who could never make it on that level playing low level basketball. And I just don't have time for that in my day. But I'm telling you, if they give us that, I will take that and I will be all in on that. That is all we'll talk about on the radio show, because really, what else do we got right now?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think we'd all be on board, too.
Vikings still making moves. Obviously, I had the Stephon Diggs trade. I can't imagine people were thrilled about that. And, of course, Kirk Cousins, the man who gets more raises than anyone in America, is now making like $65 million a year and probably will hold out or something at this point.
You know, both those moves make sense in the vacuum, guys. If that was the one big move that the Vikings made in this offseason, it would make sense in a vacuum, because don't understand, Kirk Cousins looks overpaid to a lot of people, but when you look at the landscape of NFL quarterbacks and what they make and the numbers that Kirk Cousins puts up, he's probably getting paid about what he deserves, in my opinion. So I understand sticking with them and not changing horses at this point and saying, look, we're trying to win football games right now. We're still aiming for contention in 2020. That makes sense if that's what you're trying to do. I don't know if it'll work, but it makes sense when you explain it to me in that way. But then on the flip side, you go and trade Stephon Diggs for a bunch of draft picks. And on the face of it, they got good value for Stephon Diggs when you look at what other receivers have gotten teams in trades recently, including DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, that's certainly true.
Draft picks for Stephon Diggs, but that's a move that helps you 2 or 3 years down the road when you look at when draft picks actually make an impact for their team, if they ever make an impact for their team, because the draft is such a crapshoot. One big move in Kirk Cousins' extension looks like a move to win now, whereas the other big move that you made, trading his best weapon and maybe your best and most...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Consistent offensive player in Stephon Diggs looks like a move to win 2 or 3 years down the road. They both make sense in a vacuum, like I said, but together it just doesn't jive, guys, and we're trying to figure out exactly what they're planning here. There has to be another shoe that's going to drop at some point.
Well, Rami, I really appreciate it. Just want to make sure all our friends are okay during the coronavirus scare. So coronavirus check-in. How are you surviving the lack of sports? What have you replaced sports with?
Well, lucky for me, guys, I was a TV addict before any of this. Really, I was more prepared for any of this than most people because I'm a germaphobe, I'm an introvert, and I have a lot of TV shows that I already watch outside of the sports world. Like all this stuff that they're telling you to do, wash your hands, stay in the house, stay away from large groups of people. I'm like, yeah, but what should I do differently? Because I was already doing all those things. And I have a library of Netflix shows that I watch, Hulu, DVR is filled up, guys. I'm doing okay, all things considered, I think compared to a lot of people, especially those of you who are quarantined with an entire family, with small children. I feel for you. It's just me and the dog here. So it's been relatively easy for me, gentlemen. I'm all in on Tiger King on Netflix. I don't know if you guys have been watching or discussing Tiger King on Netflix.
I've been dancing around it. I've been dancing around it. My wife has watched a few. She said it is absolutely bat-ass crazy. And I feel like as a show, we need to start. Like tonight, each of us watch one.
What's it called? Tiger King.
And it's on Netflix. It looks bananas. I say we start tonight. And we all watch one.
Guys, it is the wildest thing that you'll ever see. And if you want something to sort of fill the sports void, and just trust me on this one, all right? A lot of people roll their eyes or give me the side eye when I say this, and I did the same thing when it was recommended to me by one of my colleagues at Score North, our Vikings guy, Matthew Collar. It's called Cheer. It's a documentary series.
It's amazing.
On Netflix about the top cheerleading program in the country. And when you see what these girls and guys go through for their sport, and you know what? I didn't think it was a sport before watching this. It is definitely a damn sport. And when you see what they go through in terms of the physical pain that they put their bodies through and the work that they put into this thing and how much of a psycho their coach is,
yes, he's
the Bill Belichick of cheerleading, you will be pulled in, I guarantee you, no later than episode 2 or 3 of that thing. And you will be cheering for people and you will be
crying
against other people.
Yeah, you might even shed a tear because I know I did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I did, too. I'm man enough to admit when I cry, I cried, guys.
I cried at cheer, too.
Rami, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Take care. Be safe. And we'll chat with you again when necessary.
Guys, same to you. And I might ask one of you to return the favor.
Of course. Anytime. Woods is available anytime.
Yeah, Ben works 2 jobs still.
Rami Makhlouf, our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit SDCCU.com. Certainly sounds like Rami is thriving under the current circumstances, unlike many of the rest of us.
Yeah, he's home alone, yeah, doing whatever he wants.
Doing exactly what he used to do before.
Watching
basically
whatever he wants on television in silence. What must that be like?
The Bill Belichick of cheerleading.
Dude.
It's just a great phrase.
Cheer is... Hammer watched it. Me and Hammer talked about it a little bit a few weeks ago. It's unbelievable. Like, it's really, really... Navarro Junior College in Corsicana, Texas, I believe, Corsicana. It's insane. Like, they are world-class athletes and just come from the roughest backgrounds, man. It's a really good series. But I really think we were looking for a show to get behind.
Tiger King.
Tiger King should be it. Do we want to... It's a documentary about a guy that owned, like, tigers.
Real tigers.
Real tigers. But it's crazy. Should we start tonight?
It's like three or four people, and they live in this, like, enclosure?
I don't... That's about all I know. So, should we start tonight?
Let's start for this weekend, and we can talk about it next week.
On Monday?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll do the first episode. Yeah. We will break it down on
Plus,
Monday.
Plus, we don't know what Craig Elston's going to recommend to us on
Friday.
Yep. And it's Crossing Streams segment, where he gives us three streaming recommendations for us to watch as well. But
perfect.
Maybe Tiger King will be among them.
So I did start watching one of his recommendations, BoJack Horseman, the cartoon. And it's really, really funny. And guess who loves it?
Bo.
My two-year-old son. Every day, BoJack, BoJack, BoJack. He likes it because his name's in it, and he's a horse. Now, the subject matter is very adult. But why would that be any different?
Yeah, obviously,
right.
You don't care at all. Obviously.
He watches The Town.
Yeah, he loves
The
Town.
The Shining.
He loves The Town, loves The Shining.
This Hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. These coronavirus check-ins are going pretty well.
I like these, man.
Now, we're also bringing in members of the community when we can, and coming up in our final hour, Woods, one of your buddies who is an emergency room nurse at Sharp Healthcare, is going to be with us on the front lines getting ready as this pandemic continues to ramp up here in San Diego and across the globe.
Yeah, Jimmy Coughlin's his name. He's a great dude, played ball with him, and started realizing he was missing games and stuff, and it's because he took on this new career, and he has kicked ass at it. He is an ER nurse for Sharp, and he will be on with us to tell us what's going on inside, because we don't know.
When we come back, though, if you missed it, the Tournament of Drops, we'll get it down to the Elite Eight, our final regional matchups, get the first two matchups to decide our final four. Plus, did the Padres dodge a major bullet with the Noah Syndergaard news that came out yesterday? It's ahead. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.